Introductory Steps to Understanding by Dr. L. A. Hill. Cassette Pack Copyright, Oxford University Press, Tokyo, 1980. Passage number 1.
Mr. Jones had a few days' holiday, so he said, "I'm going to go to the mountains by train." He put on his best clothes, took a small bag, went to the station and got into the train. He had a beautiful hat, and he often put his head out of the window during the trip and looked at the mountains. But the wind pulled his hat off. Mr. Jones quickly took his old bag and threw that out of the window too. The other people in the carriage laughed. "Is your bag going to bring your beautiful hat back?" they asked. "No," Mr. Jones answered, "but there's no name and no address in my hat. There's a name and an address on the bag. Someone's going to find both of them near each other, and he's going to send me the bag and the hat."
Exercise A. Which of these sentences are true and which are false? Write T or F in the boxes. Number 1.
Mr. Jones had a day's holiday.
Number 2.
Mr. Jones went to the mountains by train.
Number 3.
Mr. Jones threw his hat out of the window.
Number 4.
There was a name and address on the bag.
Number 5.
The people in the carriage laughed at Mr. Jones.
Number 6.
Someone sent Mr. Jones the hat and the bag.
Exercise B. Now answer these questions. Number 1.
Where did Mr. Jones go for his holiday?
Number 2.
How did he go there?
Number 3.
What did he often do during the trip?
Number 4.
What did the wind do then?
Number 5.
What did Mr. Jones do?
Number 6.
What did the other people in the carriage do then?
Number 7.
What did they say?
Number 8.
And what did Mr. Jones answer?